All right, people, welcome back. It's your boy Lunatic here with my co-host Eric Moreno.
What's up, guys?
Back with episode 5 for the podcast.
We're back in the studio.
The Dark Dimension podcast, for those that don't know, but we here.
Where we talk about everything that's horror, everything that's related to writing. And hopefully you guys will want to stay tuned for some more horror stuff.
Exactly. We bring the horror and the sci-fi, the book shit, the movie shit, you know how we get down, and real life shit.
All that shit,
you know what I'm saying? But yeah, here we are. We still alive, reporting live from a damn bunker somewhere in Riverside. And that's all I'm going to say.
Thank God nobody's got COVID. I haven't gotten COVID. You got COVID?
Nah, I can't. It was a close scare, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
But, you know, I'm still alive and shit.
Did you get sick?
No, it was one of my roommates.
Oh, shit.
My cousin's girlfriend had it. And so.
Here?
Yeah. So we had to, you know.
In the studio.
Quarantine. Well, not in the actual studio.
Right.
Outside of the studio, you know what I'm saying? But, They weren't that sick. She got a little bit of sick, and then that shit, you know.
I had a little scare too.
Oh, okay.
But it was nothing. I got over it in 2 days. So
really,
yeah, I was happy about that. I was happy that my taste buds were still there.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Once they're gone, you're fucked.
That's the one. That's the main symptom, isn't it?
Like, yeah,
taste buds.
It's scary though, bro, because I have known people that have passed away from it.
Me too. Same.
It's like getting closer to home. You know, it's even and my neighbor, the one that lives in the front.
Yeah.
He has it, and I've known the dude since I've been there, since I was a child, and he has it, and right now he's in critical condition, from what his family's being told by the doctor is that he's not going to make it. It sucks, man.
Damn.
I mean, it's tough, so we hope you guys are doing all right. If your parents are older, hopefully they got the shot, and they're doing okay, and we're going to pull through this,
yeah.
And those shots are coming out for... Everybody shot, who's younger.
Shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're coming through, man. Earlier than they were supposed to, I believe.
What, June or something like that?
Yeah,
before
maybe.
Before President Biden said?
Maybe, I don't know. It's maybe next month, I think.
Are you going to take it?
Probably so. Cause
yeah?
I don't want to die, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
nah,
I know people are paranoid about it, but I'd rather be safe right now, you know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, fuck it. You know what, just inject me with it. I don't care if it mutates me.
It might turn me into a Bill Gates monster or something. I'll just be working for Bill Gates. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
That'd be cool, though.
Yeah, but... cool.
You get to work for Bill Gates,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I know Bill Gates
Come
got
on.
That money, man, so, you know what I mean? Shout-outs to Bill Gates.
Shout-out to Bill Gates.
Hey, I'm using Windows, ain't I?
So what's up, bro? What have you been up to, man? You working on anything new?
A few pieces I'm working on. I don't want to say what the other one is, but the one I'm about to drop is, Bram Stoker's Dracula from 1992.
Yes.
Your boy Gary
Oldman.
Oldman, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That dude's a great actor.
Classic
man.
Movie.
Classic, yeah. It's classic goth, too, bro. Like, just the way it was made.
And my girl, Winona Ryder.
Winona Ryder. Still cute to this damn day.
You know what? She's all right. You're working on the werewolf piece, right?
Yeah, the werewolf.
When he turns into a werewolf?
Yeah, and he's...
It looks good, bro.
Yeah. That was a scary-looking fucking mask. Like, whoever sculpted that, I don't know who did it, but, man, they did a good job, because that shit is some scary shit. That's creepy as fuck.
Like a piece like that, how long does that take you? Like, how many hours?
That shit, I don't know. It depends on 20, 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's taking me a while, especially because I'm just trying to get all the details right. And then, at the same time, make it unique and all that shit, so you gotta think of what can I do
to make it
look cool. So I've added blood to it, stuff like that.
Like, when you sit down, right, to draw it, like, how long are your sessions of drawing?
It really just depends on what it is, but, like, for this, it's a little easier just because I have a reference picture, so I can just look and I pretty much know what I'm doing.
Right.
But on some other things, it might be a little bit harder. Say if I'm doing a background and I got stuff in the background, then I got to think about how everything, the composition of the art, how everything's going to be placed, it's going to catch your eye, shit like that. What colors work, what colors don't work.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of things that go into a piece of lighting, you know, how it's
going to
be,
yeah.
All kind of shit. So, yeah, it's not just like just draw shades. You have to think about all kind of things when you're drawing.
Man.
And how to make it stand out, really, from other pieces.
Right, right.
You know, shit like that, so...
And then once you're finished with your drawings, you put them, like, on shirts and mugs and stuff, right?
Yeah, not on all of them, but on the majority of them, for the fans and,
You have a little shop, right, on Amazon or something? A
little shop of horrors, you know what I'm saying? Nah, you can find all kind of, not just horror, but, you know, any geek-related type merch and even pop culture, you know. Any kind of pop culture, things like, Spider-Man and all that shit, that good old Marvel and DC shit, you know. So yeah, Art of Lunatic at T Public, man, if any of y'all interested in that.
Cool.
Yeah. And yeah, that's pretty much it, man. How's the book going on the second book you're writing?
It's going, bro. Yeah. Little by little, I'm on chapter 4 right now, working on it.
Gotcha.
I introduced a new character, and that's always hard when you introduce a new character. I mean, because there's so much that goes into it, you know? Like, you gotta think about who the character is, what the character does, what their routine is.
Yeah.
Fuck, what their zodiac sign is. So it's like you really have to dive into this character in order to make it as real as possible, you know? To make their day as real as possible. So you can make a connection with the reader. So that's what I'm doing right now. Currently on chapter 4. It's a work in progress, but yeah. Every day I chip at it, work a little bit, write a paragraph here, write a paragraph there. On weekends, I like to edit whatever I write. One of the things that I hate, and I think a lot of authors will probably relate to it, is when you write something and you're in your flow and you're just writing and writing, and you, I don't know, like 2 hours have passed and you've written a lot.
Yeah.
The next day when you go back to edit it, you realize you've written shit. It's terrible. But like, why does it seem like it was so good yesterday? But that's just how it is. You can't get discouraged by it. I think it happens to everybody.
Yeah.
So just keep going. My word of advice to any writer who's doing the same thing, just keep going. Keep writing. Even if it looks like shit, you can still always hit delete.
Yeah.
And you'll find something good out of whatever shit you wrote. So just keep going. And eventually one day you'll have a whole chapter, and then next month you'll have 3 chapters, and by the end of this third month you'll have a book, hopefully, if you are dedicated to it. So just keep going, keep chipping at it every night as much as you can. That's just my advice for any writer, any author. But that's what I'm doing right now with my book. I'm hoping to be done with it this year, towards the end of the year. I'm not exactly too sure. I got a lot of things going on in my personal life, but I'm chipping at it as much as I can, and hopefully this will be one of those books where I think a lot of readers will be attracted to it. Not just horror readers, but just readers in general. That's gotcha. What I'm hoping to attract to it, even though it still is horror, though. I mean, it's not called the Dark Dimension Podcast Hour for nothing, right? It's not a Disney book either.
Nah, it ain't no Twilight shit.
No, it definitely is not Twilight.
You know, werewolves.
It does have werewolves in it now, but
man, they fucking neutered werewolves in those movies, didn't they? I've never seen them, but just the effect that those movies had on pop culture, and people are always talking shit, like the sparkly vampires and, you know, the werewolves and shit.
I mean, it didn't look scary. Yeah. You know, I wanted to pet Jacob. Like, his fur looked nice, you know.
Yeah,
it looked like he was on eating that pedigree.
Pedigree.
He was eating that good stuff. Yeah.
He's not eating dry food.
No, that's for sure.
Oh man.
But what happened to that guy, Jacob? I've never seen him in another movie. I've seen this guy. What's his name?
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, he's fucking Batman.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And the chick guy. What's her name?
Her non-acting ass, not Kristen something.
Yeah.
She was in that one movie that Disney put out. It was like a reboot. Something about the snowman.
With
and
Thor.
She was the worst part of that movie, man. Like, the movie wasn't that bad, though. You know what I'm saying? But her acting, I was like, Jesus Christ.
There was a cool movie that she did, though. It was a sci-fi movie. And they're underneath the ocean.
Yeah, the one that's like Alien, right?
Yeah, exactly. I thought that was cool. And she's still making movies. I think she's in a new movie. I don't even know what movie it is, but she's still going out there. But
that's cool.
Not your boy Jacob, though.
Jacob just didn't have the chops for it, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry, Jacob. But since we're on the topic of movies,
yeah,
why don't we discuss new movies? There's one movie that I really want to discuss.
Okay.
Zombie related.
Zombies. Oh.
And I love me some zombies.
Love them zombies.
So if you're a zombie fanatic like I am, you might want to check this movie out by Zack Snyder. It's called Army of the Dead.
Not to be confused with
Dawn
Evil
of the Dead.
Any of those other dead movies.
Wrath of the Undead.
Wrath of the Undead.
And it's starring your boy Dave Bautista, too.
Bautista.
The wrestler. He's been a good actor. Yeah, he's got some good roles, man.
Yeah. He was in Blade Runner, bro. That's just crazy.
He was?
Yeah, he was in the... He's like in the first scene.
Of Blade Runner? Oh, Blade you're Runner, right. Yeah. He's one of the robots, right?
Spoiler alert! Yeah, he's a replicant, and he gets murked. Like, first scene, he's one of the first people to get murked.
Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
The fucking old man makeup was so good. I thought he was real. I was like, damn, he got that old? Like, because he had glasses on and shit. And but they made it. He really looked like an old man, dude. That shit tripped me out.
Yeah, they know how to do it really good with the special makeup effects and all that.
Yeah. That shit was crazy.
It looks good, though. I'm really excited for this movie because Zack Snyder directed Dawn of the Dead.
The remake.
I'm a big fan of that one. I thought it was a great movie.
That one was good, man. That shit gave me nightmares. I was like, what the fuck?
Had one of the best intros I've ever seen with Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Man, I love that intro, bro. It's so good. So I'm really excited for this movie. I'm not too sure what the plot is, but from what I've seen on the trailer, it looks like Dave Bautista has like a crew of robbers, and they're probably robbing a casino, and shit just breaks out in Vegas. So it looks pretty cool. They're all armed, so I think they're fending off the zombies, and it's in Vegas. So
in Vegas,
Vegas. It looks pretty cool.
So it's a movie, right?
I think it's a movie.
Because I originally heard it was supposed to be a series, so I'm not sure if it's going to be a mini series type thing or a movie for Netflix.
Okay.
But it looks cool, man. Like, I don't like all Zack Snyder stuff, obviously. I didn't like BVS or some of his other movies that he's done. But I did Dawn of the Dead remake. That shit was crazy.
One of my favorite zombie movies. It's up there.
Yeah.
You got a favorite zombie movie?
Man, I have a lot of movies that I like
when
it comes to horror movies, man. But I like some of the comedic shit, though. Like, what's that one that came out in 2009?
Shaun of the Dead?
Was it Planet of the... Not Sean. The fuck? I can't think of it. It had a sequel. It had a recent sequel.
Yeah?
But it was funny, though. It was a funny-ass movie with your boy Woody Harrelson. Remember when he was in it?
Okay.
And it had the dude from Netflix. I mean, from the Facebook movie, what's his name? That played
Z something.
Yeah, Zombieland.
Zombieland,
I don't know why the fuck I couldn't think of that. That show, to me, I love that movie when it first came out, man, because that's when the zombie craze was coming back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody was dying.
They had a little twist to it.
Yeah, exactly. The Walking Dead was about to start showing, you know what I mean? So that shit was cool, man.
Did you watch Zombieland too?
No, I didn't.
Man, I thought it was okay.
See, that's why I didn't watch it. Because I didn't want it to ruin the first one for me. Because I really liked the first one, man. Except for the only part I don't like is just towards the end. I get a little bored by just the finale of it. To me, I don't know. It was just kind of a run of the mill type scenes in it. But everything leading up to that's pretty, you know, entertaining and fun and shit.
Yeah. So stay tuned for that movie. It comes out in May.
In May.
Army of the Dead on Netflix. Yeah.
Yeah.
Time is flying, dude.
Time flies.
There's another one that I saw called The Seventh Day.
Yeah.
I think you said it's like a mix of Training Day.
It's the Training Day of Exorcist movies, man.
Yeah.
So
it looks like some young priest is being trained by another priest who's been around the block.
Your boy Guy Pearce, he's going to be one of the main people.
Yeah, I like Guy Pearce. He's come out of some good movies.
He's acting like an undercover cop and shit. He's like, he's telling him, don't dress like a priest. I was like, what the fuck?
Even though he is a priest?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? But it looks cool, man. It's like a unique
type of demonic type of movie, right?
Yeah, it's more like it's like
Possession or something.
Possessions going all over. Like, they're building an army of possessed people to, I guess, I don't know, fuck the world up, I guess. I don't know. But that it does look more unique than your typical, you know, little white girl gets possessed and, you know, you got to bring the priest and shit, you know, to get the demon out. You know,
like in The Unholy, that's another one.
Yeah.
It's called The Unholy, starring, I forgot the guy's name, but it's Negan from The Walking Dead.
Yeah. Negan.
I don't know his real name.
I gotta look that shit up.
Look it up.
But you know who we talking about.
He's also the guy from The Comedian.
The Comedian, yeah, in Zack Snyder's movie, The Watchmen.
The Watchmen, yeah. But, it's called The Unholy, and it looks like another possession movie. It looks pretty good, though. I'll check it out. That one comes out in April 2nd.
Yeah, William Sadler's also in it, and he was in not only Demon Knight, the Tales from the Crypt movie, but he was also in the very first Tales from the Crypt episode.
Was it?
From the HBO series. Yeah, because I seen it on YouTube. I was like, that's William Sadler, yo.
Oh, man.
And it was crazy. He was playing like a crazy-ass fucking, like, redneck that kills people at jails. What do you call it? The executioner?
Okay.
And then he gets laid off from that job. So he starts, you know, he puts justice into his own hands type thing, and he starts killing people You know what I'm saying?
Damn, I can't remember that episode.
Yeah, it's free on YouTube. They have the HD version. Somebody uploaded it.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And I watched it, and it's pretty crazy. And then, you know, spoiler alert, at the end, he gets his comeuppance, you know, as of real Tales from the Crypt type story would be. So, you know, it's pretty cool, man.
One of my favorite Tales from the Crypt stories is, you've probably seen this one.
What that is?
It's this rich old man who wants to be young again.
Sounds familiar.
So what he does is he pays this, I think it's like some crazy mad scientist to replace all his body. First he starts with a young man's face.
That does sound familiar.
Then he starts with then he goes to his chest, and then he goes with everybody. But he pays this doctor for all this, right?
Wow.
So at the end of the surgery, he's left with nothing. Like, he's super broke. The wealthy old man has an interest in this young girl. And so he thinks in order to get her, he has to be handsome and young.
Yeah.
So he pays for all this surgery. And towards the end, when he goes to her, she ends up with the old man. Like, the old parts that were transferred to another, to the other guy.
Yeah.
The other guy stays with her. So it's a pretty creepy movie episode. It's really cool.
Creepy as fuck.
Wow. It's really good. Vanity. These writers, man, they're pretty good.
See, man, we didn't really have HBO back in the day, man, so I never used to catch all of them. I remember one
regular
was
TV, bro. What are you talking about?
Really?
Yeah. Tales of the Crypt was regular TV.
Fuck? Nah, because I remember seeing one on TV. It was the vampire episode where it was like a house of vampires, and it was like a sorority group. And what it ended up being was, I think there were vampires in the house where the sorority went, and then the vampires started killing them or some shit.
I can't remember that one.
It was something like that. And yeah. But yeah, it was that. And then I used to catch the animated series, which I really loved when I was a kid, man.
Yeah.
It used to come on NBC, I think, man. And it was
in the mornings, right?
In the mornings.
Yeah, I was staying tuned for that.
The first season's good. The last season, you could tell the animation dropped. The quality dropped a lot. But there is a really good gem in one of the last seasons. I watched it recently on YouTube because they have all the episodes. And it's creepy because it's about a kid who prank calls people. Something that, in modern day, obviously, we wouldn't be able to tell that story.
Yeah.
But back then, his family gives him an extra line, you know. So he's like, oh, I got extra line.
A landline,
call my friend.
Right?
Yeah, landline. So young people out here.
Yeah.
This is how it was pre-cell. So, yeah. So like,
you see, there's a thing called a landline.
Yeah, when people had landlines.
Google it.
And, you know, it was one of those things, like, you remember if you make a call and somebody else was on, you know, in your house, they could hear your phone call if they picked up and shit? Like, remember that
it's
shit?
It's funny that viewers can't see this, but you just made the phone sign with your hand.
Shit, nobody does that shit.
Nobody, like, these kids, they don't know what that
wow,
is.
Wow, I didn't even think about that. It's irrelevant, dog.
It's all irrelevant.
Absolute.
They just hold their palm out to make the sign of a phone. But us, we hold the thumb out and the pinky out to
like
make
a
the
surfer.
Sign. Yeah, like a surfer to make the sign, you know, the symbol.
Wow.
This is the phone, but kids these days, they don't know what that is.
Yeah, so, that's some funny shit.
Just revealed my age.
It's all good. But hey, but nah, the kid, he has a friend and shit, and he's kind of an asshole kid too, bro, because he just keeps prank calling old people, just fucking with them and shit.
What a dick.
Until he prank calls the wrong person.
Seymour Butt.
Yeah, like Bart Simpson and shit, calling Moe's. He's basically Bart.
Okay.
But until he called a fucking old home, and it was ends up being this old lady. And she sounds really creepy, man. And then she just starts fucking with him until she's the one prank calling his ass.
Uh-oh.
And he gets spooked the fuck out. And it's really creepy, man. Like, you'd have to see it to really get what I'm saying. But she just keeps fucking with him. And it's like the creepiest animated cartoon, you know, episode they have, man. I was like, wow.
It's funny how they make these things geared towards kids, but it's still creepy. You know?
It was creepy, man. But it was a lesson in there, though. You know, don't prank call people. You
okay.
know, that was the lesson. At the end, he goes straight edge and he stops fucking with people because he ends up going to the house of the old lady and he ends up finding like she's dead and it's like a ghost type thing.
Holy shit, that sounds evil as fuck.
Yeah,
dark.
It is. And then I think the crypt keeper was behind it all. That's what's the funny part about
man.
It. So he was fucking with him too. So I was like, this shit is funny, man.
And it's a kid's cartoon show.
Yeah, it's the kid's cartoon show, Tales from the Crypt, the animated version. And it's one of the last seasons, and I think it's called, you know, a prank call or phone call or some shit. But shit is scary, dog. Like, for real. Like, I gotta show you that shit.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
So, I've been reading Well, actually, I already finished reading it, okay. But I was reading Carrie.
The original book.
Yeah, and yeah. I bought the book, too, on one of my adventures to bookstores where I would go promote my book. They had the book there, and it was only $2. It was paperback, but it was only $2. I was like, hell yeah, I'm buying this for $2. That's Stephen King, Carrie.
Yeah, I remember you sent me a picture, right?
Yeah. So I finished it, like, last month.
Nice.
And it has an ending that it's totally different from the movie. So, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
If you're interested in reading the book, it's totally different. And as I'm going to reveal the ending. Are. Yep. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So, she doesn't die in the house. You know how, you remember the movie, how the house comes tumbling down?
I got to make an admission first. I've never seen Carrie.
Get the
F. I know what it's about.
Shut the front door.
I know what it's about, but I just never watched it, man.
Not even the remake?
Nah, I never seen the remake, nothing, man. I just know what it's about, though, man. Like, I know the whole little story behind it and everything that happens in it. I just never watched it.
All right, I'm just going to take over this podcast by myself.
See, everybody spoiled it for me. That's why I didn't watch it.
That's crazy. All
right. That is crazy, right?
But yeah, it's totally different. I think she dies on the grass, from what I remember. She dies on the grass after walking out of the gym, after she's killed everybody. It's a crazy ending, but it's a cool ending, though. I think, I'm not sure why they went that route instead of the book, as they do with every movie. But I think that would have been a cool ending. But also, the movie ending was also cool, too.
How was the movie ending?
She dies in the arms of her mom.
Oh, okay.
I think, it's been a while since I've seen the movie, but I think her mom stabs her.
And she has psychokinetic powers.
Yeah.
That's a thing, right?
Yeah. And then she brings the house down, crumbling down on them together. So she dies with her mom. Mm. It's a cool ending too. But I also like the book ending. But it's a good book though. Stephen King's first novel, awesome. Right now I'm reading another novel by Stephen King of also, and this one was cool too. It's Solomon's Lot.
Oh, yeah, I've always wanted to read the book and watch the series.
I've never seen the series or the movie.
Nah, me neither. I've seen scenes from it, though. And it looks
good,
creepy,
right?
Yeah. Nosferatu-looking motherfucking vampires.
I'm barely on chapter 2.
How is it so far?
So far, it's good. Yeah, I mean, it's got my interest.
I might have to order that shit, bro, because I'm a big vampire fan.
Yeah.
So I do want to watch that and read the book, you know what I'm saying?
I will let you know once I finish the book, how it ends, how it goes. But so far, it's got my interest. It's got some good characters in it. And the best part about it was that the book was free. Also paperback.
Nice.
But I found it on my way to the beach, to Venice Beach.
Damn.
You ever been to the Venice Canals?
Yeah, I've drove through there. Like those little bridges and shit.
Yeah. So, close to Santa Monica, there's this area called the Venice Canals. It has like a little, what is it, a pond or something like that?
Yeah.
I don't know if you could call it a pond.
Kind of like a river?
Kind of like a river or something like that.
I realized, but then when I seen it, I was like, oh, this is why they called it Venice. Now it makes sense. Like Venice, Italy has that kind of thing, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
But in one of those houses, they have a free little library. Like where you put free little books.
Wow,
you
know? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's like it looks like a little treehouse, and you could just put books there. So on my way to the beach, I walked through one of the houses, and that free little library was there. And guess what book was there? Solomon's Lot.
Nice. That's a good find, man.
Hell yeah, it was. So I picked it up. $3.99. You can't go wrong with that.
Hell no.
So yeah, that's what I'm reading right now. I'll let you guys know how it goes.
Did you ever read or watch any of the Children of the Corn movies?
I've seen the movies. I never read the books.
Stephen King also, right? Yeah, I've seen one of them. I was never that into it. I don't know. Just didn't interest me.
I remember as a kid, I did see them. I remember being scared, so...
Cornfields are scary, though. I don't know why. Or like, you know, like, yeah, because they're like... I don't know. I associate that shit with like aliens shit for some reason. So
can you imagine getting lost in one, though?
That'd be
as a kid?
Shit. Like... Imagine that shit hitting your fucking face like the leaves and shit. That shit would hurt, dog.
That'd be scary, man.
Hell yeah. Have you ever watched Silent Hill? Like the first Silent Hill movie?
Based
on the video game series?
I gotta admit, I didn't like that movie.
You didn't like it? What did you like about it?
I don't know. It was just too trippy for me, bro. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, it is weird, man. And it's not like if you play the video games, you'll understand the movie type scenario. Because the movie's different.
Okay.
It's... you know, loosely based on the storyline from the first one, except in the story, in the game, it's a dad looking for his daughter that gets lost in Silent Hill or some shit. In the movie, they switched it back to a woman, so it's a woman now looking for a daughter because she goes to And so it's different. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because I had a recent conversation about ghost towns, because I went to a recent ghost town. What do you call it? Calico up north. Like when you're going to Vegas,
okay,
there's a ghost town. It was like an old mining town called Calico. It's cool, man. They have a lot of, you know, stuff that looks like the Old West and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
So yeah, it's a cool tourist trap.
Did you go?
Yeah, I went to Vegas over this weekend. So on our way back, we went there.
Is there like an admission?
Yeah, there is an admission. I forgot what it was. It was really cheap though. It was like, I don't know, 10, 15 bucks, something like that.
That's nothing to a baller like you.
Yeah, exactly. But nah, we went, and it's cool, man. A lot of stores right now, because of the pandemic, though, you know, are closed. Yeah. And you can't, but there's still a lot of tourist shops open, and you could, you know, and there's mines around that you can see.
Do they have like a tourist when you go in? Like telling you all the stories and stuff?
I think they used to, but because from what I heard, because of the pandemic, they're just not doing a lot of the shows and shit that they do.
Okay.
But I hear that in October, though, they do a lot of cool things, you know,
yeah, for Halloween and shit. Yeah.
So I might have to check it out. But basically where I'm going with this is that it made me think of Silent Hill. And Silent Hill, basically in the movie version, the town, Silent Hill, was a mining town. And then somehow the coal underneath the ground caught on fire. And so it's a fire that's raging on the ground and don't stop. Like, and so basically what happens, all the poisonous gases and all that shit leaks out and it can kill you. So you can't go in there without a mask or anything.
Okay.
But the movie makers, they based that shit on an actual town called Centralia. And I think it's in Pennsylvania, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's creepy, bro. Like if you was to go on Google Maps and look up the images for it, you would see like the town has roads that are cracked. And there's sometimes smoke and shit coming out of it because the fire is still...
It's an actual town?
Yeah, it's an actual town.
Did people die?
I think people died and it got evacuated. And now, you can't go in there, I mean, because they have it blocked off and they have... And the siren, remember the siren from in the movie?
Yeah, yeah,
they do that in real life at night, apparently.
Wow.
And so, yeah, so...
That's creepy.
And there, but it does still have some people living in it, which is the craziest part.
It reminds me of Chernobyl.
Yeah, it's like Chernobyl, basically.
Chernobyl, yeah.
Well, except, you know, it's a...
But in the U.S.
it's in the U.S. and it's not radiation, but it's a fire. And, you know, the poisonous gases and stuff that it emits can kill you. So you can go there at night. And there have been people, you know, to sneak in. So what's funny about it is you'll see all kind of creepy fucking, like, graffiti, like, you know, Silent Hill type shit. You know what I mean? Like, this is hell, the gateway to hell, shit like that.
That is cool, though.
Yeah, so... I'm not telling anybody to visit.
No.
But you could look up the images, the videos on YouTube, man. It's pretty crazy. As far as Silent Hill, the movie, I'm just going to give my 2 cents on that. It kind of got me into Silent Hill.
Oh, it did, yeah.
Yeah, so because I watched that, and then I played Silent Hill 4, and then it just got me really into the series. But the movie version really is different, but I did like the atmospheric vibe of it,
right,
and the weirdness of it.
It did have some cool weirdness to it, though. Yeah. I did like that.
Like, because the games are known for being like that, and they're really depressing too. Especially Silent Hill 2, which is like super depressing. It has like one of those endings. What do you call that shit? Like a twist.
Yeah,
one of the best twist endings probably in
what is it?
Video game history.
Spoiler alert!
Spoiler alert for people who haven't played Silent Hill 2. It came out like in 2002 or some shit. Basically, you play as a guy looking for his wife. Kind of like the Resident Evil 7 game I had you playing, remember?
Yeah,
it's something like that. So he goes to this town, and it's like, I got a letter from Mary. She's in this town, but she's dead. How could she be in there? I was like, who would... You know, nobody would think like that, you know what I mean, in real life.
Right.
But he's crazy, I guess. And so he goes. And so he goes on this mission, and throughout the thing, you start uncovering. And then there's this girl in there that looks like his wife. Except she's more promiscuous looking. You know, so yeah. So, and it's weird. And he's like, you look just like Mary. And throughout the whole game, you're just kind of experiencing all these. He's just exploring the town. And he gets deeper and deeper. And it has this whole kind of theme of depression. There's about 5 other characters who are like deeply depressed, suicidal, like him. Almost like him.
Okay.
And so what it ends up being, what Silent Hill kind of does, is it projects whatever your own demons are. So whatever your demons are, they manifest in demons.
Oh, that's cool.
And so those demons look weird and shit, but they're a representation of what's going on in your psyche. So the Silent Hill nurses,
yeah, like in the movie, with the knives?
there is a purpose to that. In the movie, I mean, in the game, the reason they look like that is because he's been sexually repressed. He's repressing a lot of his sexuality because he didn't get to have, I guess, sex with his wife because she was dying from a disease.
Okay.
So she died from a disease, and he had to watch her suffer, all that shit. And so all this kind of shit manifests throughout the game. And then that, towards the end, you're kind of forced to fight this evil version of her. But after you kill her, you realize this whole, like, little thing starts talking where she starts talking to the character as, you know, the original wife would, you know, she's talking to him, and he finds his VHS tapes and he pops it in, and what ended up being is he killed her.
Oh, his wife. Did.
He suffocated her.
Oh,
because
shit.
Because he couldn't bear to see her in pain or some shit. That's what it was. But she was dying anyways. And he learns that shit at the end.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, and so you just end up being like, oh, shit, I'm, you know, the bad guy in a way, you know. Even though she was dying, and he kind of just repressed that.
Damn, that's a cool part
and,
to it.
Yeah,
right there.
So Silent Hill kind of brings that out of it. And he was kind of forced to face. And there's like a few different kind of endings that you can get. There's bad endings and shit. And I don't know what the, you know, the, what do you call it, shit, the canon version is, but it's pretty fucked up. It's just a depressing game. Like, don't play that game if you're depressed, because you just probably kill yourself by the end of it. It's fucked up.
Just watch the movie.
Yeah. But I guess that's why they didn't do the movie version of that.
Yeah, because they didn't want anybody to fucking kill themselves.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah. But now that was just my whole little, I'm a big Silent Hill fan, so I just had to bring that up, you know, in terms of video game horror, even though the series has went to shit now, but it is what it is.
Dude, I saw your YouTube video of Chucky.
Oh yeah,
the unboxing. It is cool. I like the video, bro.
Thanks.
Where'd you get the doll from?
The doll comes from Mezco Toys. They make, you know, all kind of crazy pop culture things. They do a lot of dolls though, so they have all kind of variations of this. Some of them are like, you know, cutesy looking things.
Yeah,
like they'll put they have Pennywise, but he looks, you know, cute. You know, that kind of shit. I don't like most of their merchandise and stuff that they sell, but the Chucky dolls are pretty cool. I had bought the Child's Play 3 version of what they call Pizza Face Chucky, where he had half his face sliced off.
Okay, yeah.
That was the first one I bought from
them. So it looks like the Pizza Face, for the viewers, it looks like the flesh, right? Like, so his flesh is torn off, and so you can see the inside, it's all bloody and red.
Like Two-Face?
Yeah, like Two-Face.
Yeah, it's like that. And they did a really good job at the details. You can see all the tendons and shit.
I'm looking at it right now. I'm going to grab it. I'm looking at it right now. So this is from, what movie is this from?
The one I got now is from Child's Play 2.
You know what they say. You just can't keep good
guys. He comes with phrases.
That's cool, man. You just press the button on the back. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it's, so you could change the hand, right? You could.
Yeah.
It has the actual little knife sticking out.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, in the movie, towards the end, Andy and that girl fuck his ass up. And so he ends up losing his hand. So what he ends up doing is he sticks the knife he had into his arm.
Oh, that's right.
And he makes it, you know, his hand, the knife hand, basically. And he starts chasing him throughout that toy factory.
And the little box also comes with another separate hand, right? Where you could
remove,
detach this one and then just put the actual hand in it.
Yeah, the hand with the knife and stuff, so.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's cool, man. I love it. I'm a big Chucky fan, for those that don't know. And Child's Play 2 is my favorite one of the series. That's to me, that's like the Terminator 2. You know, the Chucky series, you know what I'm saying? Because it's really, you can tell they stepped the budget game up on that one more than the original. And the animatronics, in my opinion, got better. So he looked more real. You know what I mean? So it was a really cool movie.
And the detail on it is freaking cool, man. Even the blood coming out of his nose, it's really cool.
You heard dolls that pee? This one bleeds. That's a line from the movie that the chick says. She tells that shit to a cop when he gets pulled over with her and shit.
And your video's on YouTube, right? The unboxing of it?
Yeah, Art of Lunatic on YouTube, man. Y'all can just find it. People showing love to it, man. So, yeah.
Nice, bro. Well, we'll check it out, man. And, I guess we're going to wrap it up for here, guys.
Oh, one more thing I forgot to mention now.
Oh, what is it?
Since we're bringing up the fact that I collect horror, you know, merchandise and products and, you know, geek type shit, my boy Eric Moreno here, my co-host, came through today and gave me a very much belated, I guess you call it, Christmas gift. And, you know, we haven't recorded since, like, October, so I haven't, you
it's
know.
It's been 5 months.
It's been a while, but he came through and gave me this excellent Todd McFarlane Freddy Krueger, man, from the original, I forgot what it was called, Maniacs series.
Yeah, Maniacs, yeah.
Yeah, and it's really cool, man. Like, the detail on it is cool. I think it's from Nightmare on Elm Street 3. And so it comes with the little puppet, you know, the puppet version of Freddy Krueger, yo. And yeah, man, this is crazy because I've always wanted to own these back in the days. I was into this shit way back in the days, but I never had the money for it. So I would just look at pictures and shit and just be like, you know, window shopping. And now another excellent thing that Eric has given to my collection, shout outs to E, is the Nightmare on Elm Street, the original Nightmare on Elm Street VHS tape. And this one is digitally remastered and all that. And man, it's cool as fuck, man. I remember, like, this reminds me, you know, back in the days when I used to rent that shit out in VHS, you know, in the 90s, homie, you know what I'm saying? Just go out to the local, you know what I'm saying, rental store, whatnot, you know what I'm saying?
Man, what a wild Friday night that was, huh?
Man.
Picture this, guys. It's Friday night. You want something to do. Right. So you go to a place where you can pick out any movie you want. And you're in there. You're browsing.
The posters. They got movie posters.
They got movie posters. They got popcorn.
Popcorn.
And you pick out Nightmare on Elm Street. Oh, man. What a night that was.
Man, for real. And it's usually, you know, sometimes it was a family event or you'd be there with your friends.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, what are we going to rent? You know? Get something like... Now everything's just like, hey, just what's on Netflix.
Yeah, exactly. Shit's changed, man.
Yeah, it's not the same experience no more. That's for damn sure.
It isn't.
Yeah.
I miss those Blockbusters and what was the one called? Hollywood.
Hollywood, yeah, Hollywood.
I used to work for one.
What the fuck? Wow.
That's
crazy, no.
It was one of the best jobs I've ever had in my life.
Damn.
Bro. Best job.
I've always wanted to work there.
Yeah. The funny thing is, I used to go there. I was a customer. And it was right by my house, I don't know, 2-3 blocks away. So one day, I was in there and I had just told the guy, because me and him, we were friends, we were cool. I told him I just quit McDonald's. I was like 19 or something.
McDonald's?
Like yeah.
Oh,
I was working
shit.
For McDonald's. I had just quit. I was looking for a new job. And he's like, well, Maggie, who was a store owner, she's looking for somebody. I'm like, really? Call her up right now. See if she'll be interested in me. And she knew who I was because I used to always go there. And she was like, oh, Eric, yeah. If he wants to work, he can start Monday. And I think it was like a Saturday or something like that.
Yeah.
And sure enough, she gave me the job, bro.
She's like, he knows about movies. We see him here quite often.
He likes to spend his time in the adult section.
The adult section. Wow, I remember that shit, dude. Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, so I got the job and I was working there for like 2 years. Best job ever, bro. All you had to do was just... You know, fix the shelves, put the boxes on the shelves, and sweep here and there. And anytime a client would come in, just rent out movies. And
would you recommend movies and shit?
Yeah, I would recommend movies of all type. I mean, you know, I used to watch movies all the time. Right. Even there, I used to watch movies. Like when it was downtime, there was nobody in there.
Nice.
Just watch movies all day.
I always wondered what it would be like working in one of those places, man. That's crazy.
It was the best job ever, bro. And right next door, there was a Chinese food store. So if I was hungry, just go get some Chinese. I love Chinese food.
Quick noodles. That's what's up, man.
Yeah. But yeah, guys, I guess we'll wrap it with this. You got
We didn't have that many topics to discuss. It's been a slow week, slow month pretty much for the kind of things we discuss.
But so, next time we'll come up with some other stuff and we hope you guys stay safe out there.
Oh, before I cut this off, I just want to say, I did want to talk about something, but I didn't get to experience it. I was going to go to Las Vegas. Well, I went to Las Vegas, I was going to go book this place out.
That haunted place you told me about.
I was going to go to the I think it's the Museum of the Haunted or something like that. And it's in Vegas. And basically, they have all the real life shit in there.
That's haunted?
That's haunted. You know, it's kind of like the Ed and Lorraine type
thing. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like that. And you go in there and there's supposed to be a tour guide. So I guess that's why you have to book the date. And I tried, but for some reason it was blacked out on the 2 days I went, so we didn't get to go.
Just your luck.
Right. And so, but one day I will. And when I do, best believe, we will discuss that shit.
Yeah.
I might go in October, so definitely. It's going to be crazy.
That's going to be a very good trippy episode right there.
I'm scared already, to be honest. I just watched the video on YouTube.
That's I don't even want to do the podcast. I'm so scared.
All right, folks. I hope you guys enjoyed this. We'll be back for episode 6, hopefully very soon, since this pandemic's already, you know, starting to finally die off. So, you know.
Hopefully, man.
Fingers crossed.
Stay safe out there, guys.
Stay safe.
And until next
wear
time.
Wear that damn mask. All right, guys.
Signing out.
Peace. Well, I think this was a very good show right here.